This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2264. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded October 10th, Armenia, Bermuda, Burkina Faso, Cuba, Egypt, Finland, France, Germany, India, International Waters, Italy, Korea South, Lebanon, Mali, North America, Pridnestrovia, Romania, Scotland, South Africa, Sri Lanka, Taiwan, Thailand, Ukraine, UK, USA, Yemen, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Armenia. In the British DS Club, Tony Rogers says, unless reception is poor on Kiwi SDRs in Russia and the Middle East, I am not hearing public radio of Armenia on 1395 kHz from the Gavar Armenia site between 1600 and 1745. IRIB Iran is dominant instead, as PRA discontinued their medium wave broadcasts. In the past, there was a gap of 15 minutes on 1395 between the end of the PRA broadcast at 1745 until start of the NHK relay in Persian at 1800. But surprisingly, on both 8 and 9 October, I noticed Radio Irina, the target broadcast to Eritrea, suddenly appear out of nowhere. Strong reception from 1747 on one day, 1757 on the other. It seems the feed for Radio Irina, which is on shortwave 9585 via Armenia between 17 and 18, is kicking in on 1395 as well. The Radio Irina broadcast ends at 1759 with a few seconds of the Encompass signature tune before NHK starts at 1800, followed by filler music at 1820 and AWR 360 in Arabic at 1830 to 2030. He says, I presume Encompass is broker for both Radio Irina and the block between 18 and 2030 on 1395. Their signature tune also heard briefly at the end of the AWR 360 broadcast at 2029. More about the low-power 16 10 kHz station on Bermuda we mentioned last week in IRCA. Chris Martin says, I tracked down the owner and operator in Hamilton and got a reply October 4th from John Stevens. It's called Masters Radio, but with a Z instead of an S in the middle, or rather a Z. He says the station is run from my house at 100 milliwatts. Masters Radio is just a stream I play on it, as I do a show Saturday nights. My handle is DJ CanCon John. For Canadian content, I'm originally from Canada. I do my show between 00 and 02 Zulu-ish on Saturday nights. That would be UT Sundays. There are other shows at other times, and an auto-DJ that runs the rest. Unfortunately, on Bermuda, there are no active medium-wave stations. We had one broadcaster here, VSB, that ran three stations on one antenna. 1450 Gold, 1160 BBC Relay, and 1230, which was Christian radio. But they went off the air back in the mid-2010s after hurricane damaged part of the transmitter building, and the owner gave it up for good. I am hoping one of these days to make it active again. I know the owner through a couple of local radio guys and would like to bring something back on air temporarily before they take the tower down. Glad to know someone is interested in my blistering 100 milliwatts of raw power. Mike Cooper forwards this from BBC Monitoring. Burkina Faso's media regulator has suspended airing of foreign content on national media until further notice, citing bias, privately owned LeFaso.net reported on 8 October. The Higher Communications Council said it had noted the recurrent broadcasting of info of a tendentious nature by several national audiovisual media within the framework of synchronization with international media. This is generally erroneous and or insidiously tends to glorify terrorism, is inconsistent with current legislation, and has a negative impact on the country's current social and security climate, CSC said. Like other Sahel nations, BF has been struggling to contain militant insurgencies linked to Al-Qaeda. And Mike Cooper forwards another story about this via AFP. Authorities in military-ruled Burkina Faso have suspended Voice of America for 3 months over remarks likely to undermine the morale of the forces fighting jihadists, the U.S. network said. Multiple foreign news outlets, majority French, have been shuttered temporarily or indefinitely since Captain Ibrahim Traoré seized power in a September 2022 coup. VOA spokesman Nigel Gibbs said, "Pursuant to the order, we have shut down our FM transmitter in Ouagadougou." Local media reported that VOA was also fined the equivalent of 42 kilodollars. Something's always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba. One of their last remaining shortwave frequencies on the air is 6,000 kilohertz. October 4th at 0310, English was 40 over 9, but extremely distorted, unusable. We wonder how management or engineering at any station could allow this to go on rather than just giving up and turning it off. Vince Cavaceno forwards a report from Reuters to IRCA, October 4th, headlined, "Nearly half of Cuba is without power as blackouts deepen." Mediumwave DXer Mark Connolly in Massachusetts replies, "890 Radio Progreso, besides having some of the worst audio on the band and annoying side tones, seems to be absent a fair amount lately. I've also noted sketchy operation from some other Cubans. Once in a while off or at substandard level, sometimes wobbly, sometimes not. The weird signal on 678 a couple of weeks ago. Audio quality varying night to night. A real clown show." But here's a competitor for that title, Egypt. Dan Romans says, tuning around on 8 October, found a horribly modulated signal on 9480 kilohertz. Turned out to be our friends at Radio Cairo. They're still trying, so have to hand it to them. But if this was anything to go by, they are far away from solving their problem. I heard the Radio Cairo theme about 2030 UT. On a scale of 1 to 10, looking back on previous reception, this was a 1. That's during their French broadcast scheduled at 2000 to 2115. Kari Kallio forwards news from the low-power Finnish station on 6120, Radio Blacksmith Knoll, KNOLL. Dated October 5th, update for DX enthusiasts. License renewal completed. Our initial period closed on the 6th of August, but we have secured a new license. We will modify the very concept of our station, still highly endorsing public domain content, but also expanding our programming to offer a wider variety, including non-public domain content. This requires us to acquire a permit so we can broadcast content that is copyrighted, requiring some capital investment. The process started on October 5th, starting at midnight on Saturday, local time, and ending at midnight on Sunday. That's UT plus 2 or 3. The new license is valid until 04-01, 2025. Not clear whether that means January or April. And we have started a new round of test broadcasts on no particular schedule, so keep an ear on 6120. Ralph Bender forwards news about the next broadcast of Radio Atlantic 2000 International, apparently originating in France, judging from their website, but broadcast via Channel 292 Germany, Saturday, 12 October, at 08-09 UT on 6070 and 9670. Local Bill Telford provides news about his two now monthly broadcasts, which are 1 week apart on exactly the same frequencies and times. From the Isle of Music, Saturday, October 12th. Music from Cubadisco 2024, including Cuban flamenco, concert band, and brass ensemble music. Lovers of all these, classical and jazz, will enjoy the episode, he says. And 1 week later, Saturday, October 19th, Uncle Bill's Melting Pot, music about chickens from around the world. It may seem like a paltry offering, but you will be amazed at the variety of foul genres there are. The 23 UT broadcast has been dropped and replaced by a new one at 04-05 on 9670, beaming toward the Americas. The others are at 17 on 9670 toward South Asia, and at 19 on 3955 and 6070, omnidirectional. In Australian DX News, Ruben Pankov in Bulgaria reports another spotlight English segment from All India Radio, oops, Akashvani. During their Pashto language service, it was Friday, September 20th at 13:42 on 11810 via Bengaluru. Filed under international waters, NON, the Hurricane Watch Net we mentioned last week on 14325 or 7268. There was an article about it in Radio World, published October 8th. Across the country, amateur radio operators are lending a hand to emergency responders. Thanks to Mike Terry for sending this on. You might want to look it up at radioworld.com. Ghost Jacob, VU2JOS, forwards news from the Daily DX. For the 100th anniversary of when radio broadcasting came to Italy, on October 6th, local clubs across the country have special call signs, starting October 1st until December 29th. They start with double I, or other double-letter prefixes, then a number, and apparently a four-letter suffix, such as II9RCAT, or II1RVDB. Should you hear or contact such a station, look it up at QRZ.com. We're sorry to hear from Ron Howard that he suffered a fall and is recovering from an injury. No more monitoring from Asilomar State Beach for at least a month, apparently. Before that, he did report this. 7340, National Unity Radio, broadcasting from Taiwan for North Korea. 1239 UT, October 4th, Friday. Mostly in Korean, but that brief English quotation with light jamming from North Korea. This one was from Albert Einstein. It's not that I'm so smart. It's just that I stay with problems longer. The two clandestines from South to North Korea on October 4th, Voice of the People, back on 6600 even instead of 1 kilohertz above and below. The other frequencies, 3480, 3910, 3930, 4450, 4560, and 6520. While the other station, Echo of Hope, abbreviated VOH at 1127 UT, 3985, 4885, 5995, 6250, 6350, and 7720. The following filed under Lebanon. Mike Cooper forwards a story from Express on Sunday, UK, October 6th. Putin steps in as BBC cuts global reach, by Jonathan Walker. A Russian state-owned broadcaster has replaced BBC in war-torn Lebanon as cuts to the World Service provide opportunities for Britain's enemies to spread propaganda. News agency Sputnik is operating in Beirut on the frequency used by BBC Arabic until it closed last year. It's part of a trend with BBC cutting services across the globe at the same time as Russian and Chinese media are expanding, those two countries spending an estimated 8 gigapounds on global news. BBC has cut radio broadcasts in languages such as Persian, Arabic, and Chinese. It said the cuts, involving 382 job losses, were forced on it after the license fee was frozen for 2 years, requiring annual savings of 28.5 megapounds. Here's a reminder that Mali, one of the few African countries still on shortwave, has a little bit of English once a week. Manuel Mendes in Spain reports 5995. Saturday, October 5th, at 1850 until 1858, English Magazine, news and comments about Mali. Richard Langley says, also heard via the remote in Holland, fair reception, slight co-channel interference from Echo of Hope, Korea. Frequency 2 hertz low, a bit difficult to understand because of the accent. A pirate band scan, I encountered something unusual around 6955, October 6th at 0304, tuning in USB. There were a series of musical tones that were actually like CW bursts, but at slightly different frequencies, making a tune. Maybe it was WTF Radio Worldwide, as someone else reported something similar at 0247. Morse code sounding beeps and boops. The pirate allegedly in Sonora, just across the Arizona border, last known as Hikari FM, has shown up on a different frequency, 11529.9, October 4th at 1652. Could have been in Japanese. I heard it via the remote in Utah after a report from Rick Barton in Arizona, instead of approximately 11515. Found it in both cases about a tenth of a kilohertz below the nominal, and heard again on October 6th at 0338, at least a carrier. Via international vacuum, internet, AM, FM, and shortwave, World of Radio 2264. A non-commercial service, as is our website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from John Spicer, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. One may also contribute via money order or check on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Filed under Pridnestrovia, also known as Transnistria, or occupied Moldova, Alexander Myatlikov says, Russia curtailed broadcasts via Transnistria on 999 and 1413 kilohertz. From October 1st, 999 carries Radio Rossi at 16 to 2030 UT, and 1413 carries Vesti FM from 03 until 21 UT. From October 27th, the schedule may change a bit due to the daylight shifting standard time shift in Moldova Transnistria because the customer is Russia, which observes standard time year-round. As before, Transnistria's Radio 1 Plus is on 621 at 12 to 1518 UT, Monday through Friday. From October 27th, it'll be 13 until 1618 UT. Gagar Paul in Austria, Vienna, found something on the Radio Romania International website and reports to the British DS Club that on November 3rd, the first Sunday after the celebration of the Romanian Radio Corporation, RRI invites you to be part of the Listener's Day show. This year, asking you in what way you think AI will change the world. What will be the jobs of the future? To what extent will they depend on AI? Who and how will have to regulate the use of it? And which are, in your opinion, the pros and cons of using AI? You may send your contributions for the November 3rd show now by email to engl@rri.ro or on Facebook or audio messages on WhatsApp. Here's a long number to copy. Plus 407-443-12650. Or send your phone number and they'll call you to record your contribution. Scotland or non, Weekend Music Radio on 6940. Walt Somniv reports, very good reception into BC. UT Sunday, October 6th at 0410. A live program with lots of IDs and great music. And still at 0512 at excellent level. Although it's in the so-called American pirate band, he thinks it's really coming from somewhere in Europe, as checked on a number of remotes over there. Maybe a Scandinavian relay. Brian Clark in New Zealand replies at length, I've been in a long exchange with Jack, chief engineer at Weekend Music Radio Scotland, and received a lengthy 22-page PDF, illustrated history of the station, including my EQSL of the 6 October broadcast on 6940, saying this was a relay via an UNID station. It seems that transmissions from Scotland itself are very rare. Per their website, WMR pre-recorded transmissions get uploaded to a site called pixeldrain.com, from where it gets relayed by known operators like shortwave radio in Germany, 3975 and 6160. But since 2000, their broadcasts have also been sporadically relayed by one or more unidentified operators. Initially, WMR called those relays fake and hoax stations, but nowadays they are extremely grateful for the relays, although there's a slight problem in that they cannot issue exact QSLs. Chris Mackle replies, yes, this was Weekend Music Radio, studio in Scotland, but transmitter site unknown. It was quite well received in New Zealand around 0500 UT. They were playing old recordings of Radio Viking, Radio Nova, and European Music Radio, a bit confusing to start with. And Manuel Mendez in Spain reports a different frequency, 6285, October 6th, at 0755 to 0822. Weekend Music Radio Shortwave, free radio from Scotland, WMR, with songs in English. In National Radio Club DX News, Tim Tromp in Muskegon, Michigan, reports a possible reception of a low-power station in South Africa. They're in Michigan on 1548, September 25th at 0342. The other possibility would be 500 kilowatts from Moldova, but it's reported on the exact frequency, while what he was hearing was about 11 hertz low. Checking remote in Johannesburg, like a classic example of sunrise enhancement. Following is not his DX recording, but later on, Saharis Youngest recorded via a nearby remote, Radio Islam, to 1547.97, around 1000 UT, October 7th, and the Quran has a different sound there.
Expand your mind, understand your world. This is Radio Islam News.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The day today, the 3rd of Rabiul Thani, 1446, corresponding to the 7th of October, 2024.
In Australian DX News, Jace Gilbert in Victoria was surprised to hear an AWR wave scan program via Sri Lanka. September 8th at 2207, that was Sunday, but it was 5 years old. On the Radio Taiwan International website via Alan Rowe, their new program schedule. I'll pick out some of their clever titles. The only English broadcast is 16 to 17 UT on 9405. Monday at 16:45, Taiwan Ano. Tuesday at 16:30, repeated Sunday at 16:45, In Taiwan We Speak. Thursday at 16:30, Geek Out. Friday at 16:10, Formosa Fauna. Saturday at 16:40, Formosa Dream Chasers. Sunday at 16:10, Millennial Mixtapes. Most of these are also available as podcasts, and each daily one-hour program is also available to listen on demand. From WRTH via Australian DX News, a new frequency I see for an English broadcast from Radio Thailand at midnight to midnight 30 UT, 11750. This block was previously for North America, but that seems an awfully low frequency for a daytime path. At 0200, it's still on 15590. Walt Salmaniv was surprised to find something on the Sarcastosaurus blog by Benjamin Cook. You might be able to Google it. We have the exact link, of course, in our group. It's titled The Silent Game Changer, Ukraine's Use of SDR and Cognitive Radio in Modern Warfare, which have likely become essential components of Ukraine's defense strategy. It is a Substack blog. Kai Ludwig forwards a piece by Deborah Turness, CEO of BBC News and Current Affairs. Israel is not allowing international journalists from media organizations, including the BBC, independent access to Gaza. Our correspondents are not able to verify the facts on the ground, to independently record for history the events unfolding or the scale of the human suffering. And as the conflict spreads to Lebanon, we are being blocked there too by Hezbollah from independently reporting. Our correspondents have been barred from entering some areas hit by Israeli airstrikes, and in some cases are being denied access to hospitals to interview injured civilians and verify the numbers of dead. Dan Robinson replies to last week's news about the VOA moving to a new building in Washington. Technicians, current and retired, have numerous stories about how money was spent on the crumbling structure of the old building, on things like building TV studios, creating a new master control center. Over the past 20 years, stories abounded about rodent infestations, which somehow could never be controlled. One story passed around for years involved a snake found below floor tiles in one VOA studio. The new location on Pennsylvania is just a couple of blocks from the White House and the State Department, across the street from the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund. Conveniently, also closer to Bennett's home in Georgetown, where, according to sources, she was holding budget meetings. There were other major opportunities in the past to relocate. In 2015, a location beckoned, the former Intelsat headquarters on Connecticut Avenue, according to one former high-ranking official. That building had been empty for almost 3 years, and USAGM had been offered 2 years of free rent and over $50 million in tenant improvements. This would have allowed the agency to completely adapt the building to its needs. WRMI had to close down as Hurricane Milton approached, and then lost power so it could not come back even if there was no damage. But on Thursday, October 10th, as I'm recording this, they were coming back on the air on some frequencies. Means we must consult Facebook to find out what's happening there. At 1540 UT, October 10th, power had just returned, and there was some damage in the antenna field. They were going to survey the field in the afternoon and maybe have some transmission back on the air that evening. As of 22 UT, October 10th, 7730 is back on the air, still surveying damage. And at 2210, one more frequency back, 5950. And then at 2255, they added 5010 and 5800, four frequencies back on the air at that time. Best wishes to Jeff White and the crew at WRMI. On 4840 UT Sunday, October 6th, at 0320, I run across WWCR with some guy citing outdated DX loggings, like Spain on 12030 and 11675, WBCQ via Wolverton on 9800, 11530 Voice of Welt in Kurdish, and there will be no HFCC meeting in Bulgaria in August. This was Bob Padza. Yes, Australian DX is still on the WWCR 4840 schedule at 0315 UT Sundays. The trouble is this program was over 4 years old because HFCC reminds us, due to the ongoing COVID-19 situation, the conference in Bulgaria in August 2020 has been canceled. What a WWCR disservice. I think Bob stopped producing those years ago. Evidently, he has now changed pastimes to hiking instead of DXing. Has WWCR been running the same over 4-year-old show every week? Or is there more variety of useless, outdated, misleading info? Something's not right at Nashville. Stephen Michael Kellott in Ashtabula, Ohio, who I think has experience as a U.S. government employee, says, there are consequences to how the FCC is getting its budget nowadays. The currently stuck fiscal year 2025 budget bill for them would give them only $4,000 out of regular appropriations from the Treasury like all the other agencies get. Everything else to run the agency would have to come out of offsetting collections, which means fees, fines, and other money the agency itself brings in. In the draft budget bill, those offsetting collections would still be capped at only $416 megadollars, which isn't all that much to run all aspects of an agency like FCC. Overall, this is a way to totally skew an agency's priorities. Subjected to capture by the industry, it is ostensibly trying to regulate and totally kill morale. What could possibly go wrong? Anon, the Saudi relay of Republic of Yemen Radio, has shifted to a slightly different frequency, and since October 3rd has not been bothered by chirping interference, whatever that was. It's been measured around 11934.89. Propagation outlook from SWPC issued October 7th, and not taking into account more recent coronal mass ejections, called for ANKNCs to peak at 15 and 4 on October 22nd, 12 and 4 on the 26th, otherwise mostly 5 and 2, or 8 and 3. However, auroras were being experienced and forecast for October 10th and 11th. Solar flux declining from 250 October 10th to 170 October 17th to 21st, and back up to 250 by October 30th. Consult our website for much more info, worldofradio.com. With many thanks to all our contributors and stations, inviting you to hear me again next week, Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 2264 with a standard disclaimer.